So coming into this race off a pair of two-turn wins in the Ellis Park maiden race on the turf and the Pocahontas last time out, turf to dirt off a couple of months, what led you to believe that she could repeat that turf performance on the dirt last time out of Churchill?
Well, there really aren't any dirt options for young horses, and I'd really rather take a horse and teach him to run two turns early on. That way they understand the routine. And she, this filly's very push button. Whatever you ask her to do, when you say go, she says, okay, how fast? And she makes it easy on us. But the dirt's never been a problem in the morning, and she obviously, you know, the maiden race was really, the competition was minimal. So, you know, the next step's a big one, and we're excited about it.
Was she?
How is she? Go ahead, dude.
Well, she has obviously more than paid for herself. $35,000 purchase and a tribute to your program, being a house horse and all. What did you see in her at the yearling sale that made you think she was a good prospect for you?
Well, she got snuck back late back in the books, and I don't know. I go through those sessions and try to cherry pick horses that I think have all the right parts in the right places, and she fit the mold. I've had a lot of luck with Pure Prize. This is my third graded stakes winner by him. I had Pure Fun, and I had that other horse, Bird is the Word, colt, a few years back. But she was just what I'd call a really sexy filly, and she's got a great mind on her. And, you know, when those kind of things come together, it makes it easy. But I think the mare was a little bit older, or maybe they just not had any luck with the mare. And for whatever reason, she got overlooked, and we got lucky.
Yeah, because Liberty Road Stable, they're pretty sharp. I mean, they don't give too much away. So that was pretty impressive. When I saw that in her form, I go, wow, that's pretty nice to be able to sneak a Grade Two win in with a $35,000 filly.
You know, these partnerships are unique, and we're actually promoting them. Yeah, I've really never done it before. I usually kept them in-house, but what I do is if I see a horse like this, I go ahead and buy it on my account, and then I offer 20% shares out to what's mostly been current clients and just friends of mine, and we're going to expand those into a larger realm. We're going to probably do twice as many of the Magdalena partnerships in this current season, and then I typically keep anywhere from 10 to 20% of each horse, which I think people, it gives them more confidence. Why would I stay in if I didn't think the horse was okay? And in some cases, you know, when you get an average horse and, you know, you put it in a claimer or whatever, then they understand that too. But it's been kind of a fun process. You know, people have put a huge amount of money in some of these, and yet they've gotten a good return. And I think you got to get a little return on investment in this game to be able to play it for a long time.
After her maiden win, we're talking to Ken McPeak, trainer of Dothraki Queen, will be one of the favorites in tomorrow's Grade One House of Bodies on opening day at Keeneland. She had 2 months between races when she broke her maiden in the Pocahontas last out. She comes back now in 3 weeks. How did she come out of the Pocahontas, and does the 3 weeks bother you at all?
Yeah, I've never been hesitant to run back in 3 weeks. That's plenty of time. She was very fresh for the last race. She just showed how good she was. I still think that this race coming up is going to be one of her best races. And, you know, you don't turn your nose up at a Grade One. You know, if she's able to annex a Grade One, even just run second or third in a Grade One, then obviously it enhances her broodmare value. But she just does everything easy. Her last work, we tried to keep her with another horse, but once you dropped her head, she galps out about 15 in front. So she, you know, Corey was real pleased with her, and you know, you just you strike while the iron's hot, and, you know, that's what we're doing.
You won this race 3 other times in the past, Ken, back in 2000 and 2001 with She's a Devil Do and Take Charge Lady, and then again in 2008 with Dream Empress. How does this filly stack up with those fillies that have won this race in the past?
I think she's better than She's a Devil Do without much trouble. You know, Rosalind was second, and she's also shown that she's quicker than Rosalind. Take Charge Lady, or huge, that's a huge shoe to fill there. But Take Charge Lady, you know, that the Alcibiades was her first stakes win in her career. So, you know, this filly actually is physically a lot easier to deal with than Take Charge Lady was. But Boy, she's got a long way to go to match her, but I think we're headed there. I think she could be any kind, and like I said, she's done everything so easy. She's not a big filly when you look at her. She's actually a small package, but she's extremely efficient. And I think her mind is her biggest asset because she just doesn't get flustered by anything. The ride that Corey was able to sit on the rail and then just move her right through when it opened up is, you know, that's what older horses do. That's not what two-year-olds do. And she really does. She's got maybe she's an old soul. I think she's extremely smart, and obviously she's quick too.
Well, she's pretty game as well because, you know, that's a long stretch at Churchill Downs. And she kept to her task, that's for sure.
Who's the Game of Thrones fan, Ken?
I'm glad you caught that. You know, I am, and several of the partners are, specifically Chris Carper. Chris is the he runs the Horse Races Now app for us. And Chris saw this filly one day. He was down in the at the farm. We were hitting some details on Horse Races Now, and he came out, looked at her, and he says, "Wow, she's gorgeous." I said, "Yeah, she's not bad." He said, "Well, how much?" I said, "I don't know. Just give us $8,000 or $9,000. You can take 20%." He's like, "Okay, done." And went back to work. And then later on, he said, "You don't mind if I name her, do you?" And we were both Game of Thrones fans, and he tossed the name out there. I thought it set pretty well, and we're already getting some. We need to invite some of the stars of Game of Thrones to see her run, so that'd be fun too.
Yeah, if you get Amelia Clark there, I'll just let me know where I have to be, and I promise you, I will be there. Just so you know.
Yeah, you never know. Weird things happen.
Well, Ken, you got the Dothraki Queen tomorrow, the Mother of Dragons, named after the Mother of Dragons. Grade 1, Alcibiades. She's the 5-2 morning line favorite. You've won it 3 times in the past. Looking for the Grand Slam tomorrow. Ken, thanks for a few minutes this afternoon on Express Bet Radio.
You're most welcome. Y'all have a good day.